Well, hello, everybody. This is Love from Above with your sibling spirit guides. I'm Maureen, and this is my brother,
Ryan. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, and we're here to share messages that we've channeled from Ascended Masters, Star Beings, and our ancestors, which have totally surprised us and enlightened us to the true nature of things. And we hope that it surprises and it delights you as much as it has for us. And for this episode, surprise, surprise, they continue. We have a request. And the request is, of course, from a group of star beings. This group of star beings, we've only heard from twice. The one time they identified themselves as the Divine Brotherhood of Light, the other time the Brethren of Light. So they requested that we share with you their latest message that we received on March 7th. So that's a surprise, Bri, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only was it as a new being, a new entity, but then they realized what we're doing here, and they requested, they said, we wish to share this message in your next podcast. So we're doing as instructed, basically.
We're happy to request. So
exactly.
This was a long message. There's a lot of interesting information. I guess I'll just start with Brian. What struck you most with regards to the message we received on March 7th?
Yeah, so it's interesting, a couple different things. Like, they talked about how just recently the floodgates, which had been previously barred, are open. So not knowing what to make of that. But anyway, so they are rushing forth with other celestial beings to provide light and assistance to raise the planet's vibration. So that's sort of interesting to hear that, you know, we've been, you know, hearing about this in other stuff we've read and listened to all the time. But that's something different that I hadn't read, that there's some sort of recent change, or I think you were calling it from other things we've seen, like a recent edict that has come down. So yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, we've gotten, and I'd have to go back again. We just get so much information on a daily basis that it's hard to kind of take it all in and assess it and organize it. And we're doing our best, but I swear that we've gotten messages from two other beings about the same thing. I remember the one message was talking about, they wanted to, I can't remember who it was, but they said they wanted to talk about politics, not our political scene in this planet, but on a galactic level, and that an edict had come down. So we've heard this from, I think, three different sources in just the past few weeks. So this is rather new information. And the heart of what they wanted to speak about, I'll just go ahead and read the heart of their message. They say the true nature of life is obscured for most of your planet who focus on details that don't matter. The job is a tool to introduce new relationships that will assist you to grow, new skills that will allow your mind to develop. The job is not a tool to provide material comforts. In this way, the true purpose of life has been skewed on your planet. This disruption of the natural way things must be rectified. We urge a return to the true calling of one's pure soul, which is to grow and develop in the light. It is that simple. So what do you think about that, brother?
Yeah. I mean, it's a doozy. I mean, I get the focus is everyone's focused on material things and work and things like that. And, you know, the key is that to focus on what's working is to provide praise and gratitude for the life that courses through cellular structure. So, yeah, that's the key, I thought, there. But, yeah, you know, you can see that most people in this world are not doing that, right? And they also mentioned before you started like about how there's many souls teetering on the balance of light and dark, and so their goal is to try and get people to come more to the light, instead of the abyss. But yeah, so it's really interesting, something that of course we're trying to do, but it's not always easy. But it's yeah, I really thought that hit home to me as far as the key message. It's really focusing on that and the gratitude for what you have and things like that. What's your big takeaway from that?
Well, I had two takeaways. One is right now I'm traveling through Mexico, and in every colonial Spanish town, it's built around a plaza where there's a convent, the church, the city hall, and the governor's palace. And like it doesn't matter what town you're in, that's the structure. And nowadays the structures of our cities are built around usually the biggest buildings are owned by banks. And where people spend their most time are like in shopping retail complexes, which goes exactly what to the Brotherhood of Light are saying, which is a focus on material things. So that was what first came to mind. And then it took going in deep in meditation where I realized that I need to change with this too. I do a meditation every day, like during the day, 20, 30 times a day, where I focus on below my feet, at my heart, and above my head. And below my feet, what I was always like focused on was bringing in material wealth. I was like, so it was kind of a wake-up call for me too, because I'm, so I needed to change that vision of how, my basic meditation that I do all day before I go to sleep in meditation. Like, so yeah, it was a wake-up call for me too. Did you have a similar reaction?
Yeah, I did. And I mean, I think they talk about this disruption to is something that needs to be rectified. So it's all about like seeing where you are and just having the right priorities in your life. I mean, so yeah, I definitely appreciate the message, and it's something that like you said, it examine your own life and see how it pertains to your life, but it's something that we can all learn from for sure.
Yeah. And then there were two other sessions that I thought would correlated w well with this session. The one was the first session of this Brotherhood of Light or the Brethren of the Holy Light, whatever you want to call them. I thought this was so beautiful. They came forth the first time and said that their purpose was to expand the vessel of light carried within each living being, to allow the light to expand to its fullest form, which brings great joy to the bearer. For that is joyous. It is an expansion of light. I love that. I love that definition of joy, and it just resonates as a truth. Wouldn't you agree?
For exactly. So that would joy is expansion of light. And so just noticing, when you're out in nature and just being aware of, everything in out w when you're outside and all the beauty of nature and wherever you're at, and really getting the joy from that and being aware of, sort of the present, keeping in the present moment and just being aware of everything going on around you is something. But yeah, that is the expansion of light, and that's really the key there. I thought that was amazing.
And isn't it beautiful that these beings, that their whole purpose is to work with growing and expanding the light within you. When I received that message and I was channeling it, like I kind of saw like dough, like in the center of our being where our heart is, and just like how you would, roll out a, roll of sugar cookie dough or something like that, just pulling it apart, making it grow in size. I mean, I just think that's so beautiful. And like all the other beings who've come through for us, these are beings that we can call on for help to grow in the love and the light. So, yeah, I thought that that was just so beautiful. And again, just feel honored that all the honored and surprised, wouldn't you agree that all
Yeah,
these people.
absolutely. Hey, have you ever? I know that everyone who's come through says, oh, you can reach us at any time. Have you ever? I was going to ask you that. Have you ever, called on a certain being for assistance during any of your travels or anything? I was wondering if you'd ever done that.
Yeah, early on, do you remember when we first heard from Aura, the first being that we heard from, and they asked us to hold them in thought, in a loving thought every day. And ever since then, I've been doing that. However, I've been working with the angels a lot. Brian shared with me a beautiful meditation by Maureen St. Germain that's on Spotify, and I've been doing that a lot. And I told Brian this morning, I really felt like someone was trying to enter my hotel room last night, and just in the middle of nowhere, kind of in Mexico. And the first person I call on is I call on those angels. I'm like, angels, what the heck is going on here? I because people often ask me like, don't you worry about your safety or your protection? And I always say, I'm fully protected. And I really do think that they indicated to me with subsequent dreams that, everything was good. I was totally protected. So I think that that was a false alarm. But I absolutely call on them many times throughout the day. Do you do the same, or have you not?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do the meditation you mentioned. It's about the different archangels and calling on them on a daily basis. I do that just to, and then that's the main thing I do. But I guess if there's something going on, then I do try and stop. And if there's some sort of thing in the past where I've tried and think about what's going on, and then call on, spirit guides and others to help in a certain situation. But yeah, because it's interesting that they always say they're there for us, and but they have to be called on. So they can make, your lives easier and things like that. So I think it makes sense to take advantage of all the different resources you have, and so definitely you try and do that as well.
That's when I started listening to the advice that I received. That was a total changing point in my life. And I'm sure that's a changing point that you noted, because that's when I started traveling the world in 2014. And I got all of this advice, and I just kind of, I didn't believe it. I didn't want to listen to it. I was like, I must be crazy, And someone close to me said, why don't you listen and do what they say? And I did, and it and they're right 100% of the time. I'll give you an example. This morning I was in Chichen Itza, and I just heard so clearly in my head, sit down. And I was at one of, there's many, many temples at Chichen Itza, and I was at a temple, no one else was around, and I sat down. And when I sat down, I was like, well, what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to meditate? But as soon as I sat down, like I saw the temple in a different perspective, and that I wouldn't have noticed unless I listened to my intuition and followed that direction. So that was totally revolutionary for me when I actually followed what I was hearing from those above. Beyond and below.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's, you as we all do. I'm not as adept. I'm trying to definitely get a lot of messages and try and follow every message I get too. So they're never wrong, really. So
They're
it's.
never wrong. They're never wrong. And it's shocking to me because I'll do something that feels so counterintuitive. And then when you're on the other side, you're like, oh, this makes perfect sense. Now, once everything's happened, then you can see why you had to walk down that path. But at the time, it just makes absolutely no sense at all. But now and that's one of the benefits of channeling is I think I talked about this in the last episode is like I never feel alone. Like I'm always, I've always got all of these. I can feel them around me, like right now. Like this room is full of people and so or beings or whatever you want to call them. So yeah, there was one more message that correlated with this, and this was from a group that we hear from really regularly. It's a group called the Watchers, which if anyone's listening, if they could, I know Dolores Cannon referred to the Watchers. Brian and I have read almost all of her books, but I couldn't find references to it just by Googling around. But we hear from them a lot, and they had a different definition of joy too. They said joy is achieved rather simply. Your books and texts make it seem difficult, like a difficult and lengthy process. In actuality, can occur in a single moment, a single breath. It is awakening of the true essence of reality. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, so it's not that complex, people. It's right. It's in a single moment, just enjoying nature wherever, enjoying the moment wherever you are. But it's not as complex as we make it, I guess, is the bottom line. So yeah.
That reminded me of, I don't know why, but it reminded me of the scene in The Matrix where Neo's offered, what is it, the red pill or the green pill or the red pill? And I always think of Billy Carson, who I love, who's the author and the researcher on Gaia TV. And he says, The Matrix is a documentary.
Yeah. That's funny. I got to go back. I haven't watched that in so long that it would probably make be a lot make a lot more sense watching it now after all we know. So
Yeah, we should do that together, brother.
yeah.
That would be a fun thing. And then one last thing I want to the Watchers also talked about the true purpose of humanity, and that is to serve in the evolutionary line of progress. This progress advances the elementary soul to achieve a higher vibration, which is the goal of all life forms. So again, the goal is, which we know, the goal is not to, make more money, get a bigger house, have more social media followers, whatever those material comfort goals that the Brethren of Light referred to.
Yeah, great message. Just focus on achieving the higher vibration, which yeah, I totally agree with. Yeah, so that's one thing that I think. I was going to mention that. Yeah, the way we do that, and I mean, it's part of the vibration as far as meditation and other things. How are the other ways you achieve higher vibration on your daily basis?
Well, they actually talk about that in the earlier. They say it's to focus on what I think you mentioned this on what's working. So, it's focus on what's working and as opposed to what's not, and to have praise and gratitude for everything that's happening in your life. I know that's something I talk a lot with my children about. If there's, you know, an obstacle that comes their way, you know, it's a gift. It's an absolute gift. And it's changing your mindset to look at what you perceive as an obstacle and turn that around and welcome it into your life as a gift.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So any last thoughts, or should we end this?
No, I think, hey, we did what we were instructed, right? We got the message across. Who knows, probably next week some new beings may come across with some new message. They're providing the content. I was, you know, thinking of all the content we have to go through to try and find episodes, but we may not even have to do that. They're providing the content for us. So, yeah, we'll see what happens next week, but it's always an interesting journey. Yeah, I love taking part of it with you, sister.
So I'm going to end with the ending that the Brethren of Light ended their session with. And they said, may your days be blessed with the pure love and light of the One. So signing off from your sibling spirit guides, Maureen
and Brian.
And we'll talk to you next week.